How did this idea come about?
Several years ago, Stanley Lombardo was on campus. I had the privilege of hearing him read book 24 of Homer's Iliad. The room was electric. He was astonishing. And one really realizes that Homer was meant to be heard. It was in antiquity memorized and performed.
Can you give us a very brief synopsis of the story of the Odyssey?
So the Odyssey begins at the end of the Trojan War, which has been going on for 10 years. And Odysseus is trying to make it home to Ithaca, to his wife Penelope, and his son Telemachus. And the Odyssey is that journey home and the many, many encounters that he has along the way. The gods that he angers, the storms, the monsters, the goddesses, the adventures that he has in trying to get home. And it also is telling the story of what's happening at home as they wait for his return.
The reading takes place over 3 days.
Just as it would have in antiquity. So you have 8 books one day, 8 books the next, and 8 books the final day. The galleries will be open. I'm under no illusions that anyone will sit there for the entire time, but you can listen to a book and then you can go and look at the works not only in the Bearden Show, but in our permanent collection. We have so many works in our Greek and Roman galleries that relate directly to the Odyssey, and works in our African gallery where you can see where Bearden got some of his imagery.
Tell us a little bit about Lombardo's translation, if you can.
I would say it's sort of the best of both worlds. It's very compelling and using modern language, but definitely has the rhythm of the ancient poem. You really will be on the edge of your seat.
My child, how did you come to the undergloom while you were still alive? It is hard for the living to reach these shores. There are many rivers to cross.
I mean, it's got monsters and cyclops and shipwrecks and goddesses, and it's a great story.
It's certainly been going strong for several years.
For a long time. And we've been very fortunate that so many fantastic actors and politicians and community leaders have been willing to participate. Shirley Franklin and Kwanzaa Hall and some fabulous Atlanta actors, including Tom Key, Chris Kaiser. His son James is a senior at Emory and won the Big McCord Latin Prize. We're just thrilled.
And this is in conjunction with Romare Bearden's exhibition, A Black Odyssey.
Romare Bearden saw Homer's Odyssey as a universal story, and he actually saw parallels between Homer's Odyssey and the Great Migration of African Americans who were fleeing the Jim Crow South in search of a better future in cities in the North. And so he sort of dances with Homer's Odyssey. And he takes imagery from African art, from Italian art, from Dutch art, from all of art history, and he pulls them together and he creates these universal images. In Bearden's imagery, Poseidon is an African god. Circe looks like an African goddess. You know, there's an amazing image in the exhibition of Penelope weaving. He takes his composition completely from a Pinturicchio painting from the 16th century. But the image of the cloth that Penelope is weaving in the Pinturicchio is just a white cloth. In Bearden's, it's an African indigo-dyed textile. So he is pulling from everywhere and making collages both literally and figuratively.
Elizabeth Horner, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lois.